Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, December 2nd, 2010. Today, two Palestinians were killed near the northern border of Gaza Strip by the Israeli army while, according to Israeli sources, were attempting to infiltrate in a kibbutz outside the strip. The Israeli military said that they saw a number of armed Palestinians trying to approach the border. Local sources stressed that Israeli troops launched a barrage of at least 15 artillery shells to them. Another Gazan boy was killed due to an electrical shock inside one of the tunnels in the Rafah district, the southern area of the strip. Also in Gaza, the prime minister of the deposed government, Ismail Haniyeh, stated that his government will accept the results of a public referendum on a peace deal with Israel as long as this referendum includes all Palestinians in the West Bank, in Gaza Strip and in exile. He added that Hamas would accept a state in the 1967 borders with Jerusalem as its capital if the referendum results say so, even if it contradicts the beliefs and the principles of the movement. The Israeli government approved on Wednesday evening the construction of additional 625 units in Pisgat Zif settlement in occupied East Jerusalem. Since the temporary settlement freeze expired on September 25th, Israeli settlers started the construction of more than 1,200 units in East Jerusalem settlements and additional 1,000 units in the West Bank. In addition, Israeli sources reported that the Israeli security forces have recently detained an Arab man from Al-Fritz Arab village north of the country who is suspected to be collaborating with the Hamas movement and of committing security offensives. The prosecution at the Haifa District Court claims that he was recruited to the Hamas movement through the friend he met at the Islamic University in Hebron. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Husam Kassis and Anira Zabala.